Sports betting brother, and hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here at day six of the sportsbetuniversity.com picks method study. What we're doing is if you're interested in understanding and learning about what works best, whether it be betting analytics tools, betting model tools, computer simulation tools that are all paid services, and also the paid handicapping services that are out there. They're very, very expensive, and people pay thousands and thousands of dollars and try to save time and get the right thing. So we're doing a study, and we're doing all the different selections. We're revealing and exposing all of the picks and the selections of these services so that we can identify how good a value it is. So we're going to get started next in going through the market, going through the computer simulation companies, the four-star, the five-star picks, and then releasing the handicapping service selections of the day today. Those are the paid ones, not the free clickbait stuff. We have access to the paid of the top 25, 30 handicapping services, and we're giving away their picks on this podcast for free. And so I love it. I also have a huge value at the end. I got it, guys. Seriously, this is at the end of this, I'm going to give you some instruction on how you can get a huge valuable tool for your college and NFL football handicapping. I spent tons of money, tons of time on it, and I'm going to give it away for free. So stick around for that information at the very end. Okay, let's get into it. So as you all know, first of all, we kick off with Odds Jam. OddsJam.com is a betting tool that Alex Monahan designed, originated, kind of founded. And basically what it does, guys, is identifies in the betting market, helps you identify where you would be or where you would not want to be based on the pricing and the Odds Jam perfect line. Now, you get a free trial over there, so make sure you stop over, let them know that I sent you from Sports Bay University as a free trial basis to use this Ferrari. But basically, guys, there's just a ton of ways there's a million ways to do it. So on YouTube, we show you some of the videos, and you can see the excessive amounts of options and choices. But it's awesome. We have our bet tracker. We had a couple of bets last night that we did hit, and we'll go through those. But basically, we have a couple of picks we threw out today. Today's pick, we're going to do the Damian Lillard over 25.5 at the Odds Jam perfect line. They have it about at minus 126. We're picking that up at minus 110 for $100 at DraftKings. And then another one we picked up would be the Nicholas Batum under 5.5 rebounds in the Clippers Trailblazers game. That's at Caesars. We picked that up for a plus 120. They feel the odds are closer to like plus 107, 105. So a little bit extra value there. And then the last one here, player points, Rudy Gobert over 13.5 at plus 105. And that's over at Barstool. We picked that up. So there's three $100 wagers. But again, get over to the oddsjam.com. It helps you identify the wager you might want to put in, and it helps you identify the best location to get your money down as far as an investment side. And it keeps track of all this as a running total. We've been hot lately. We hit the over in the Bears Pittsburgh game last night, and also a player prop with Drummond over 13.5 points. So been on a nice little roll, hit the over in the Stanford-Utah game prior to that, and then we lost a player prop with the Knicks-Bucks game. But then prior to that, there was a couple more wins in the Pistons-Nets game a few days ago. So we're tracking all this, tracing all this, and the YouTube videos have this. There's your three picks for today with Odds Jam. Okay, guys, next up is the Wolf Line. The Wolf Line is the only quantitative analytics app that's out there. Basically, it's charts, it's color coding, it's simple to read and easy to identify potential play you might want to look into. We got a couple for you today. What it does is it helps you identify if an asset, like a team, is overbought or oversold. So some of the money line, the point spread, and the totals. And college basketball starting today, I can tell you, last year they were smoke show hot in the college basketball. So got a quick college basketball play today that we'll talk about real quick, and then a quick NBA play. But get over to the Wolf Line, guys. It's a free trial basis. Get signed up. Let them know SBU sent you so we can identify kind of where this is coming from. But basically, you can use this tool to quickly, easily, and I don't know, profitability-wise, go up through the roof, because you're getting information based on market, which is how this is all driven, right? It's not based on who the point guard is or if he twisted his ankle or if he ate chicken on Thursday. It's all market-driven. This is the only quantitative analytics tool out there that can help you identify opportunities in the market where you want to be or where you don't want to be. So first up, game we've got like here is the Western Illinois plus 17 on the road at Nebraska in college hoops tonight. Western Illinois has been doing really, really well ATS previously, and probably going to continue that, whereas Nebraska, not so much, but getting 17 points, kind of a nice buy, I think. A good opportunity with that buy at Western Illinois plus 17. quick NBA game, over 216.5 with the Sixers and the Bucks tonight. A lot of the simulations you'll find a little bit later on the Sixers plus the six, but that's kind of a good thing if you got two teams going at it. With underdog playing really well, more points should be going up. So the over 216.5 are the two games we have for you from the Wolf line. And here we go into the computer simulation companies, the computer simulation picks of this little presentation. And we have a handful for you, so let's get after it. First up is the Action Network. The Action Network is a company and a website that shows you, you know, again, take this with a grain of salt. I mean, I think the numbers are okay, but you got to always have to kind of understand they're not going to show you everything. As far as bet percentages, money percentages, best odds, it's an overall site that gives you a good temperature, I guess. You know, you could probably say they have several reports, several pro reports that are a paid service or paid part of their subscription basis, and we're giving these to you for free. So the first one up is the projections report. So they do kind of an A, B, C grading. So certainly the A games are allegedly the better games to be playing. And right now they're at 4 wins, 3 losses in the first 5 days we've covered this. 2 or 3 games a day come out of this particular report. And today we have 3 for you. It'd be the Atlanta Hawks plus 8, 76ers plus 6, and the Ottawa Senators in hockey at plus 1.5, the puck line. So there's the 3 games there again from the projections report from Action Network. Now onto their other systems and other pro reports they put out. They have one that basically that covers their sharp action, the big money action, the pro systems, the model projections, and the top experts. So those 5 categories. And this one's ticking 3 of those 5 boxes. And that'd be the Miami of Ohio and college hoops with the against Georgia Tech. Also in college hoops, Chattanooga plus the 8. If you can get 9, that'd be great. Those are also checking 3 of the 5 boxes. So the 2 plays would be Miami, Ohio, plus 9.5 and Chattanooga plus 8. Right now they're about 3-3. Yesterday's pick came in with the Chicago Bears plus 7 and winner chicken dinner. So this is about 500 as far as reports go. We're going to skip over the BetQL just because that's just college football and NFL. But moving on to AccuScore. AccuScore is another paid subscription service that has 4-star, 5-star picks. And I think it's just 4 stars at max here. We've got one side today in the NBA, and that's the Philadelphia 76ers plus 6. Kind of a theme here today, as you'll see. It looks like the Sixers plus 6 is a play that a lot of things and people or whatnot are on tonight. But yesterday they had 1 win, 2 losses with the Knicks plus 4.5. They lost the total in the Brooklyn-Chicago Bears game, Bulls game, and then the loss in overtime when the Charlotte Hornets plus 1.5. So they're about 7-5 right now on their sides with AccuScore. After that, we plump right into the NBA simulations, NBA Sim, and there's a couple of picks today. They're 4-2-2, so 4 wins, 2 losses, 2 pushes. Yesterday had a winner on the Bulls. Minus 1.5. Today's games, again, Philly plus 6. That Sixers game tonight plus 6 is going to be affecting a lot of people, it looks like. And also Portland plus 3. What I do here is that they have a simulation that they say that 73.56% of the games are won on an average by 11.1 points by the Sixers. So if you're getting that plus 6 points, seems to be a good place to be, right? And then they have the Trailblazers winning 65, almost 66% by 8 points. So again, if you're getting Portland plus 3, you would think that'd be a good position to be in. Their totals are not as good. They're 3-5 in their totals, so the over-unders are not as hot. But right now there's one that seems to be showing a little value, and that's the under 223 in the Hawks-Jazz game. There's a 9-point variance. They have that game coming in under by about 9 points. So that's one we'll keep an eye on. We're posting here in our study. On to the capping services, we have, I guess the most units right now is up 3 by Capper ICD and up 2 units by Capper MBS. And we do have some plays today from, again, what I do is these are have access to all these guys' selections. So the 7-star game of the year, game of the month, 5-star, put your house on it kind of shit. Again, we're keeping track of all these and tracing them so we can just have, you know, give them to you for free. You get a month's worth of top capper selections for free, and we'll expose this. But Capper DES is putting 3 units on Portland plus 3. It's Capper DES, Portland plus 3. Capper AYS has got 5 units on St. Thomas minus 6 over Chicago State. Fuck, digging deep in college hoops. Capper AYS has also got 4 units on UNC Wilmington plus 5 over Illinois State. Capper JAS is 1 unit on Carolina Hurricanes plus the 120 over Tampa and NHL. Capper MSS, Coppin State plus 34 for 1 unit. That's Coppin State and College Hoops for plus 34 points. Jackson State plus 29 points. And he's got the Duke Blue Devils minus one tonight against Kentucky and College Hoops for one unit. Capper SOS, Pittsburgh Penguins minus 115 on the money line. And Capper KDS has got 3% with the Buffalo Bulls college football plus seven. So that's what we have as far as all those picks and all those selections. What I was going to remind you of is if you stop over the website at sportsbetuniversity.com, you get the free video that we have to get basically the Bachelors of Betting video. Just goes through the basics and the fundamentals of the expectations. But what I've got for you is kind of a gift or a present. What I'm going to do is for the first probably 25 to 50 people, just kind of get hooked up and get signed up. I have a report that I have custom made for myself. And basically it covers, I wish you could see it, but it's on the YouTube channel. So if you want to pop for the YouTube channel, you get a little visual of it. But basically what it is, guys, for college and for NFL, I have a schedule, I have the point spread and the total. I have last week's result. I have next week's opponent. And so what that does is it helps you identify sandwich games or revenge games or bounce back games and, it helps you kind of do the fundamental analysis with that. We've got the year-to-date ATS and then the splits. So the ATS splits, meaning if say Baltimore is 1-2 on the road, it shows you their current situation. So you can kind of tell if a team is hot or cold in their current situation. And then we go into all the DVOA rankings. And that's basically strength of schedule ranks. So for example, a running back's going to get more value, with yards after the catch in a tough situation or a leverage situation versus, say, a quarterback that's just throwing for random willy-nilly yards with no defense and kind of a prevent situation. So it doesn't – the DVOA is from Football Outsiders, and what I've done is I've condensed that report. That's another paid service. So kind of condensing all that in a really, really cool spreadsheet for you, and it's all color-coded, and it's – pretty fucking cool. So I'm going to give that away to the first 25, 50 people that get signed up. It's kind of a random number. But we don't really know how it's going to go traffic-wise. So get over to the website. And also you can email me if you have any questions, and I'll get that out to you. I think you'll find it pretty fucking cool. All right. Hope you find the rest of these picks pretty fucking cool. I'll be back tomorrow with more.